would be fine.
Should we record a podcast?
You know, I was going to.
Yeah?
And then you asked, and so now we're going to wait. Because somebody's an impatient pants over there.
Impatient? This is a half an hour later than we normally start recording.
And now it's a half hour and one.
I mean, it is exactly and one.
Greetings, apropos and buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your host,
Salsa.
James.
And Jenna.
Wee.
And I made drinks for the guys. Because I have.
She's not
idea.
Drinking it, though, so it's poison.
Good. Yeah. No, I have a tiny shot glass so that I can have it. My sample of what you guys are having.
The non-poison
but
sample.
But I have made for the two of you in martini glasses. I'm calling them ginger teenies.
Oh.
I made it with whatever gin it was that Salsa handed me. I forgot to look.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. But I have this Fever Tree Premium Ginger Ale in the tiniest cans.
They are very tiny.
But I had some of this, and I thought it tasted kind of... It was ginger, but there was also like a pine tree flavor associated with it.
Yeah.
And
so it's kind of perfect for juniper.
Yeah. So I was like, well, let's just put this in some gin and see what happens.
Yeah,
it's a gin and ginger.
Yeah, it's a
gin.
Said
gin.
Gin teeny. I don't know. But yeah, I thought martini glasses would be the appropriate
thing.
Some lawn chairs.
Yes. Oh.
Oh. Yep.
Yeah.
Tastes like what I was expecting.
I like it.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a good ginger ale.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, that's for somebody because I thought maybe I was going to be able to shoot it, and the answer is no. That is not happening in my mouth. So I'll be drinking Angry Orchard Risque Rosé while these two are enjoying a drink that I made for them.
But you're will not consume yourself.
Nope.
Yep. All right.
So yes, it is poison.
Fantastic.
And you're welcome.
All right. Well, what you been up to?
I didn't see red pandas.
Oh, but you were supposed to see red pandas.
I was supposed to see red pandas.
But Jenna, that was the plan.
That was the plan.
You even had a spreadsheet.
I did have a spreadsheet.
You scheduled it. There were other people involved.
Nobody else showed up. Ah. That was not going to deter me.
No, you were not deterred.
I was not... detoured.
No.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There was neither ladies nor gents to deter. Never mind.
So anyway, I went to the Minnesota Zoo. Listeners may remember that the Minnesota Zoo has two new red pandas.
Mm-hmm.
Right. They've been working at their... The enclosure is called the Red Panda Forest.
Oh, yeah. All right.
But it also has some red crowned cranes and some tufted deers. It's a very Himalayan style kind of habitat thing.
All of this is leading me towards seeing red pandas.
Right. One would think that an enclosure called Red Panda Forest.
That a zoo with red pandas.
Yeah. That is a forest.
So they had announced that they would be opening the habitat.
Mm-hmm.
On May 31st.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I got tickets for May 31st.
As one does.
The very opening.
Mm-hmm.
And so here's the thing. I did buy a zoo membership because I plan on going back a lot.
Okay.
And a zoo membership is basically three tickets.
Oh.
So if you go four or five times, you have basically made that up.
Yeah.
Right?
Nice.
So I got the zoo membership, and members can show up an hour early at 9 a.m. 9 a.m. is member access. 10 a.m. is general admission
the
access.
The plebs.
Yeah.
Yes. The plebeians.
The pedestrians.
Mm. Well, most people drive.
Oh. Oh, I'm thinking of the Walker Art Center.
That's gross, and I hate you.
Peasants.
Commoners.
So anyway, but I plan to get there at 10 o'clock, or before 10, but be there at 10, and meet up with some friends who would come see Red Pandas with me, and everybody had to cancel last minute, and it was very sad. But this did not prevent me from attempting to see the Red Pandas.
Apparently it canceled the Red Pandas too? Like, what is...
So, what happened, is I went down to the enclosure. Red Pandas weren't out yet. Mm. I found out that, because it was their first time with public. These Red Pandas are about 8 months old.
Mm. Oh, they're tiny Red Pandas.
Yeah,
then.
They're juveniles. They're juveniles.
No. They're very big.
Big, so big. The panda, I can tell you all about the pandas. The pandas, it's two brothers out of a set of triplets, actually. Oh. The third one went to another zoo.
Mm, gotcha.
The two brothers are Cedar and Spruce.
That's very cute.
The third sibling is a girl named Juniper.
Fuck.
It's very cute.
That's adorable.
It's adorable. Yep. So the two brothers, they got here a few weeks ago. They've been getting accustomed to things. They've been, while they've been doing that, the habitat's been building out.
Mm-hmm.
But the habitat didn't get finished as soon as they wanted it to.
Ah,
so the Red Pandas, although they could have been out on the 31st, didn't have time to really get super comfortable with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were people on top of it.
Gotcha.
So the Red Pandas, they at 9 a.m., they went, Red Pandas, go play. And Cedar did actually go play at 9 a.m. for about 20 minutes before he went, yeah, fuck that noise, and, and went and hid back in his little Red
that
Panda box.
That was my spoon a lot for the day.
Yeah.
So, yeah, by 10 a.m., I had missed that. I was like, they're like, yeah, the Red Pandas are being a bit shy. We're going to, you know, try again in a bit. So I did the loop, you know, I got my steps in.
Yeah,
sure.
Looked at the other critters.
Yeah.
The inferior critters, but...
Correct.
Yeah.
Camels are ugly as fuck, man.
They
like,
are not prized for their beauty.
No.
Although there are camel beauty contests.
Mm-hmm. That's weird.
It's true.
That is so weird.
They're prized for their toes.
God damn it.
Wow.
All right.
I just...
Would you walk a mile for a camel? So
I quit smoking like 8 months ago.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, But, yeah, so I walked around. I thought about getting some tacos. There's, like, a taco area, but everything had cheese in it, and they didn't have a lot of variety. And I was like, well, fuck you guys.
I was going to make a joke about the tacos not being awake yet and still in their enclosure.
Yeah. It was, well, it wasn't Tuesday, so.
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
True. So then I got back to the Red Panda enclosure at about 11:15, and they're like, we're going to be... trying again at 11:30.
All right.
With food. And I was like, ooh, Red Pandas love food.
Yeah.
So I'm in. So I decided to wait by the window. And I chatted with the zookeeper. Found out that these particular Red Pandas, there are two subspecies of Red Panda.
Okay.
Scientific names are Fulgens and Stiani? I want to say Stiani. I don't remember.
All right.
But they're known as either Eastern or Western or Chinese or Himalayan.
Gotcha.
Everybody says Chinese or Himalayan. Are they Chinese red pandas or Himalayan red pandas?
Huh.
And there are various differences between the two.
The length of the trunk and the size of the ears.
Actually. Kind of. The Himalayan ones tend to be a little bit more rotund. Their coloring isn't as bright as the Chinese red pandas. The ears point in a different direction. They're kind of, they kind of point out more as opposed to Chinese ones, which point up more.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Himalayan red pandas have less distinction between the white in their face and the more orange than red.
Okay. Gotcha.
Chinese has more red, Himalayan more orangish, rust-colored. So there's less definition in there. Those are kind of the easier ways to tell.
Gotcha.
And I was trying to tell from pictures that I had seen. I'm not obsessed. From pictures I had seen what kind they were.
Yeah.
And I was having problems because the ears were pointing more up than I would expect for a Himalayan. But the face didn't have the definition I would expect in a Chinese. Mm-hmm. So I got to talk to the zookeeper. And I'm like, hey, do you happen to know if they're Chinese or Himalayan? And she glances behind me briefly and then back at me, and she's like, the subspecies of the red panda here is Chinese. And I was like, hooray,
because
they have better color. And they're, frankly, I prefer the Chinese ones to the Himalayans.
The Stiani ones?
Yes. Thank you.
I just Googled it.
I thought you might.
I was like, I know I'm close. I know I'm real close, and
it's
I can't
Ilurius
remember.
Ilurius fulgens fulgens and Ilurius fulgens stiani.
Yep.
They I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Mm-hmm. Probably not, but...
Well, and the reason why it's fulgens stiani and fulgens is that the species itself is Ilurius fulgens, mm-hmm. and then the subspecies would be the fulgens or the stiani. But there's debate that they might actually be two separate species.
Very
so they may be truncating that in the future. There's debate.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody
mm-hmm.
knows for sure. I don't know. People who know more things are debating that.
If you have ever done any looking into the history of taxonomy like that,
yeah,
it's full of shit like that.
Oh, my God. And Red Panda has some of the coolest taxonomy debates ever.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so delicious.
There's a stuff you missed in history on that, and they get into Amazing. They get into some really fun ones, like, you know, just basic, like, this is, you know, where some of the arguments happen.
Behold, a man.
And then the ducktail platypus comes in, or the duckbill platypus.
Yeah.
Duckbill platypus, and it holy
and
shit.
And everything's yes. insane.
Yep.
But anyway, so yeah, I asked this zookeeper, you know, are they Chinese or Himalayan? She looks behind me briefly and then looks back and says the subspecies is Chinese.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then some Asian people from behind me step forward to ask some questions. And I'm like, I didn't know they were back there. I could have clarified, but I didn't know. Like, she definitely made sure to say the subspecies
right.
of the red pandas mm-hmm. is Chinese.
An important disclaimer.
Oh, buddy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just like, this is awkward. But she was like, I personally really like this subspecies. And I was like, oh my God, me too. And then we started talking. We nerded out. I nerded out with a zookeeper about red pandas.
Oh God, I'm so jealous about that, actually.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And I was like, species or subspecies? And she's like, technically, as of this moment, subspecies. And I'm like, but what do you think? And she's like, my job as a zookeeper is not to have those type of opinions in the public, but to inform on what is currently understood. And I was like, good call.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's, wow, you've got some clippers for that hedging.
I absolutely appreciated her. She was great. But yeah, so we talked about red pandas and stuff. 11:30 came.
Yeah.
And 11:30 went.
As it will.
And they could not be coaxed.
Then it came again, oddly enough.
It was
but
weird.
Then it went again.
Then it went again.
And then it stopped by because it forgot its scarf. But it didn't come inside.
Then skipped spring entirely.
And they were forced to eat Robin's minstrels.
Yay. So yeah, at 11:45, she was like, they're still trying, and I'm like, I'm calling it. They're not coming out today. Yeah. Or at least not now. Maybe towards the end of the day. But also, the hotter it got, the less likely they were going to come out.
Yeah.
And it was warm.
Fair, yeah.
Ugh. It was not gross, but it was not pleasant.
That was for today.
Yeah, today was gross.
That's 144 times 144.
Gross.
For the people at the audience. In the audience, yeah.
I did get some delightful pictures of the habitat.
Oh.
And all of the red panda stuff that they had out.
This is where they will be.
Here's the informational thing. They did have, there was a naturalist there with like a couple of different skulls.
And I assume you mean by naturalist the person who studies nature and not the nudist.
Correct.
Okay.
And they...
Because there's nothing wrong with that.
They had a red panda pelt.
Oh. Did you touch it?
I did.
Did you pet it?
I did.
Did you rub it on your face?
No. I did pet it because I needed to know how does the fur feel, and it felt pretty much how I thought it would. Mm-hmm. It's not coarse, but it's not cat soft. It's
like kind somewhere between a cat and
more
a dog.
Like a dog.
Sure.
Closer to dog.
Yeah.
Mm. But there are parts that are a little softer and parts that are a little rougher. So.
Yeah.
I had to know.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at this thing like, oh, you're not alive.
Oh.
And like, yeah. So yeah, I did get to do that. And I scoped out all the best places to look at the habitat. So I am prepared for the future.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
For when you return with your membership.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I thought about going out on Sunday, but then I pulled a muscle in my leg and I was like, son of a bitch.
Well, I mean, give them a little time to get acclimated and then you'll have a better time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did get a bunch of red panda swag.
Ooh.
Surprising absolutely nobody.
Yeah.
No. I got a little hat with an embroidered red panda on it. It's cute. Very cute. I got a red panda water bottle that is metal, which was lovely today because I filled it with ice water.
Nice.
That is nice.
So good. And just keep it up. Basically, I had a bodice cooler just in water bottle form.
Yeah.
I got a red panda purse. It's kind of one of the smaller styles, but it's got like a giant red panda head and then a tiny little red panda body.
Aww.
Kind of chibi style, but like not quite
as Egretsuko.
Bubbly. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was not that character, and I want to be very clear. It wasn't cartoony, but it was the giant head and the small body.
Yeah.
And it was all leather. Very classy. Mm-hmm. Very styling. And then I had told myself, because I do have a red panda plushie collection,
mm-hmm.
I was like, obviously I'm going to buy a plushie to commemorate.
Sure.
But I'm also tight on cash, so I'm going to buy the tiniest plushie.
Uh-huh.
The tiniest plushie turned out to not just be a plushie.
Oh?
It was also... It had little grabby arms, right? I knew right away that the arms could, like, grab and wrap around something.
Ah.
Okay.
It's a snap bracelet.
Oh, wow.
So, I have a red panda snap bracelet where the arms are the bracelet part, and then there's, like, a little stuffed red panda head and a little body with a little tail, and I can put it on my wrist and then just, like, shake it back and forth, and the little tail goes back and forth.
Oh, wow.
It is so adorable. I love it. Also, I can have it on my arm, and then I can pet it with the other hand and say hello.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Bond. So, yeah. That was my red panda haul.
That's fantastic.
Nice. So yeah, I did not get to see them. I will be back.
Yeah.
We'll see what next weekend looks like.
Yeah.
I do have that sweet, sweet membership, so.
Sweet, sweet membership.
Yeah. So, yeah. After going to the zoo and not seeing red pandas, mm-hmm. A bunch of my friends were doing some kind of maker's market thing.
Yes.
I walked into the doors and was accosted by Raiderly. So that was great.
I make no apologies.
You shouldn't.
Yeah.
Mm. But, yeah, I went around and I didn't buy anything because I just bought a bunch of red panda stuff. But I did get to talk to, like, everybody was there. Yeah. It was insane. Talked to Vincent for a bit.
Yeah.
Talked to Lori. Mm-hmm. Richardson Sweep. Mm-hmm. Has a whole bunch of new stuff. It's so good. Yes. So many delightfully nerdy, wonderful products.
Mm-hmm.
The Muds.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Both of them were there.
Wonderful.
And in fact, the Gentleman Muds with Mud Puddle. The Gentle Muds. Mud Puddle and Mr. Mud.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually at the zoo roughly the same time I was trying to see red pandas that weren't there. They were probably about 20 minutes behind me on the walk. So that was fun.
Just Mr. Magooing past each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yoo-hoo, Magoo.
You've done it again.
But yeah, I just ran into so many people, and it was just so good to just be able to chat with people.
Yeah,
I feel like the number of people that we know that went into the crafting, you know, realm in the past couple of years, really been a lot.
Well.
Mm-hmm.
I always figured that as an entertainer at RenFest, I would eventually. Retire into crafting or some kind of booth keep. And I think being a boothie right now is pretty strong.
Yeah.
I feel like being exposed to that kind of creative environment just leads people to start developing those kind of hobbies, and certainly. Especially with COVID, like I think a lot of people started developing stuff.
Was the impetus?
Ooh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Mm. So yeah, that was my Saturday, and the rest of my week was pretty cool. But like, whatever. I talked a lot. Do you want to know anything else about red pandas? Ask me anything about red pandas.
What's their average lifespan?
Actually, their average lifespan in captivity is longer. Than it is out in the wild.
There are many animals that are
there. So 8 to 10 years out in the wild in captivity. 12 to 15, there is a red panda that lived to be 22.
Oh, goodness. Wow.
Yes.
The cantankerous old man of the animal world.
Basically.
Yeah,
I don't remember the gender, but yeah.
Back in my day, a decade ago...
Any other questions? I could give you so many random awesome facts.
What's the gestation period of a red panda?
Oh my god, red panda gestation is incredible. Ooh. Here's the fun, ridiculous thing about... Okay, so red pandas are mammals, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
So the female will drop an egg, and the dude will come in and fertilize it, right? Kay. Everything like inside. But the egg doesn't necessarily implant right away.
Oh.
A fertilized egg will just hang out.
Oh.
Waiting for the right conditions to implant into the uterus.
Huh.
It's so weird. And nobody knows what the right conditions are.
Jeez.
But, like, yeah, I think... I don't remember exactly how many weeks a red panda can just... hang out with a fertilized egg floating around in her uterus. Like, it's, or chilling in the fallopians. I don't know where exactly.
Chilling in the fallopians.
That's my rap album.
Yeah.
After that, I believe gestation is, I want to say it's 6 to 7 months. It's longer than you expect.
That is a lot longer than I would expect.
That is longer than you expect. But
I would
it's
have
also,
said 6 weeks.
It's also harder for them to time it because of the floating egg issue.
Sure.
Yeah.
They don't know exactly when. So, jeez. Like, they can kind of estimate. I wanted to say it was 6 months. I might be... that may have been a different situation.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I don't know. But yeah, I find the floating fertilized egg much more entertaining than the gestation period.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of like the, like anglerfish or like, octopodes, that kind of stuff where they just hang on to stuff for as long as they want until they're like, yeah, I'm ready for a family. And then just boop, eggs.
Basically.
Yeah. Wild.
So yeah, I know that it's hard to determine, but I feel like 6 months. I remember hearing somebody say something a longer period of time than I expect, and I thought it was 6 months. But
wild.
That one, not sure on.
Fair enough.
But yeah.
Okay. Between the Himalayan and the Chinese red panda, who would win in a match of Street Fighter VI?
The Chinese.
Okay.
Himalayan tends to have, they tend to be a bit more lackadaisical. Mm-hmm. They're not as feisty as the Chinese red panda.
Sure.
The Chinese red panda would put forward more energy and, frankly, be a little bit more curious into how to make things happen.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Gotcha. All right.
More likely to remember the combos.
And they are big pouncers. They're the ones that, like, when you see the videos of, like, the red panda attacking a rock, that's a Chinese red panda.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Nice.
Those are the burning questions I had, James.
That's what I got.
All right.
All right.
Salsa's questions. That's what I have.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good.
He just questions salsa.
Always and forever.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, James?
I went camping. But not in an RV. I pooped in an RV, but I didn't sleep in it.
Did anybody sleep in the RV?
Just
curious. Okay, great. Cool.
As a matter of fact,
did anybody poop in the tent?
Not that they said.
Okay, well, just...
But...
I want to make sure I had all four squares
maybe,
of the rubric
maybe
filled
not,
out.
No. But... But if so, they did not mention.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Went up on Friday, did a little bit of work from there, but I wanted to make sure that I could unlock the RV and also get started on kind of the yard work of defining the fire pit a little bit more and the, the tent area, all of that stuff. Add a couple of parking spots, whatnot. The problem being that all of the equipment and things that we needed were locked inside a shipping crate, and that shipping crate was not available to me. I had to wait for somebody to show up, and they got there at 8 p.m.
Oh my god!
So there was just enough daylight for me to get the fire pit cut out, and then I'm using the teeny tiny shovel, the e-tool, the entrenching tool that I have in my trunk, dug the circle for the fire pit to sit in so that it's sitting on earth and not like poorly defined and tons of air gaps and stuff.
Right.
Got the fire started. The mosquitoes were unearthly. I don't think I've had...
You unearthed the mosquitoes while digging the fire pit?
It felt like a curse. Yeah.
Okay.
It felt like I broke into the mosquito pharaoh's tomb and a swarm of mosquitoes was after my eyes and organs.
Okay.
That did get dug out. The fire got started. I was a little worried that having not stayed at a place where I needed to start fires for a while, that I would have sort of lost the knack for it. Nope. went perfectly.
Fire starting muscles getting all tight.
Yeah, we had a cooking fire within 15 minutes.
Damn.
It was very quick, and went very well. Yeah, it turns out that we didn't have an altogether shopping list for everybody. And so everyone was like, you know what we need? A couple packs of hot dogs.
I was about to say, did you end up with a million hot dogs?
We ended up, when we counted, we had something like 20 brats and 50-something hot dogs, all things considered, for six people, one of whom is vegan.
That's beautiful. Did the vegan bring their own food?
Were they vegan hot dogs?
None of them.
Okay.
None of them were not dogs. Some breakfast burritos that we could foil up and cook on the mm-hmm. grill, which went surprisingly well.
Yeah.
We found out that the distance between the slats and the grill are exactly the width of a hot dog.
Oh my God. Whoever designed that grill.
That was a terrible
asshole.
Design.
Yeah, yep.
Either that or you got some real skinny wieners.
Well, don't put it past me to gauge the gauge of the...
I got it.
No need to stop for that one.
Nope.
Just keep going.
Yep.
Nothing to see here.
we cooked a little bit. We played card games. We faffed about in town a little bit. Went to a thrift shop. Since we've never stayed on this land as a squad before, we don't really have a kind of a defined idea of what it is that we're doing up there the way that we did in Grand Marais, where it's like every morning a bunch of us get up and go to World's Best Donuts, and then whoever is awake goes to Java Moose, and then we come back, we cook breakfast, we have some of the donuts while it's, you know, the breakfast is cooking, and then we go on a hike on Saturday that has to be, you know, like, you know, whatever.
You've got your routine, yeah.
Yeah, no such fucking thing up there. And honestly, there's not much to do.
Okay.
It is a town of 109 people.
Aww.
Sounds like glory.
I
was about to say, I know exactly what to do in that situation. Not a damn thing.
Yeah. Sleep in and then wake up and drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We some of us slept in.
Go in the RV and poop, then go back to bed.
Yep.
Yeah.
I found out that the solar for the camper is enough to continuously, like, keep the water pressure topped up and keep a light on in the bathroom.
Nice.
24 hours a day, just continuously.
Oh, that's Motel nice. 6.
Yeah, we'll leave a light on in the bathroom. So
that sounds right.
Yeah, yeah. It was wildly successful. People liked it a lot more than a port-a-john, but they liked it less than like a cabin.
Sure.
Which would have a full-size bathroom, and I'm fine with that. Yeah.
What a shock!
Right. Hmm. Right. So
I prefer a shitting hole.
Some people probably do.
That's so weird.
But the lack of mosquitoes and spiders in there was nice. So all of that, I was just like, by the end of Friday, I was already pretty sunburnt. I was exhausted from putting up a 12-person tent mostly by myself, because it was one of the two tents that we were putting up. And a bunch of people were trying out car camping for the first time and found out why car camping is not as popular as tent camping pretty fucking quickly. And then, we didn't do much. One of the things that we did do is to go to a local thrift store where I found some tongs that made hot dog escapes through the grill a lot less common.
You know, if you put the hot dogs perpendicular to the grate...
They were. They were. They were.
Instead of parallel...
Right.
To the...
Yeah. No, I
and they were still following them. Those were really far.
Yeah,
apart.
They were determined to fuck off. Yeah. It was dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun. The great hot dog escape.
Yes.
Was the failed Pee Wee Herman movie.
Ooh.
Excellent.
Great, spelled GRAT.
That's even better. Yeah.
Fuck.
I like it.
I don't want to like that. But that's really good.
Yeah.
And I'm mad about it.
So while I was there at the thrift store, we got the tongs, and then I found that they had those little cassette organizer drawers, where it's a set of three drawers mm-hmm. and like a faux wood panel thing. And I was like, you know what? I've got like six or eight tapes now. I should probably have a place to put them that isn't just stacking them loosely on my desk. So I picked one of those up, and I was bringing it to the front counter, and at the front counter while I was waiting, I slid the drawers open to get a look at the like spots for stuff. And one of the drawers was just full of tapes. And when I brought it to the clerk, I said, well, you know, are these sold individually? Are they, you know, what's the situation with these? And she was like, sticker doesn't say anything, so I guess they're yours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I got a shitload of tapes, and some of them are pretty cool.
I was about to say, anything that you actually wanted? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Weirdly. There is a Dolby Sound System test cassette.
Okay, that's beautiful.
And it's not like, this is your left channel. This is your right channel.
Wow.
Yeah. It's not that. It is a series of songs that will sound really good on a Dolby system for the Camaro in particular.
Mm. Ooh.
So it is a Camaro Dolby sound system. So it's all like 1980s hard rock. This is going to make the most of your...
On any other sound system, it sounds like shit.
I'm hoping.
That is so good.
There's just a subliminal message under the... Should have bought a Camaro.
Yeah.
Should have bought a Camaro. Should have bought a Camaro.
They have that one channel filtered out in
exactly.
the Camaro. Yeah. But James Taylor, Kenny Loggins, just a bunch of different stuff. There's a whole cassette.
Do you know, I completely forget Kenny Loggins existed until you said his name just now.
Those artists that is just kind of...
Oh, yeah, that guy. Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, so number two.
Number two is a...
In the RV.
Yep.
Shit. Salsa's in the mood tonight.
Yeah, that one.
Fuck. No, there was none of that. Or at least if there was, no one said anything about it.
Working on the night moves.
The second
probably
cassette.
Probably the second cassette...
So mad. God.
There's one that appears to be somebody's album titled Autumn. And at first I thought it was like the Four Seasons, that this was just Autumn.
Mm-hmm. Vivaldi's Four Seasons?
It's not. I haven't listened to it yet, but I'm very excited. All of the song titles are one word, and I'm thinking that this is probably like a small...
Mixtape.
Thing. Indie release of
I thought it was a mixtape for somebody named Autumn.
This is a a printed cassette.
I see.
That's exciting.
So we'll see, but I'm very tempted by it. And then there's one that's all just Broadway soundtrack stuff. Huh.
Okay.
Just like the greatest hits from A Chorus Line, Annie.
All right.
Other stuff. Yeah, just great.
Mm-hmm. Broadway Godspell, top 20, basically.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
All right, cool.
We'll see. It might be amazing. It's just the wildest fucking
That's
collection.
So good. I love
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
fantastic.
I'm yeah. so yeah. happy about that. Good job.
Mm-hmm. So, did that, and then it was... I did my best to stay out of direct sunlight, but I am definitely sunburned. I'm definitely scraped up.
Sure.
I was real sore and exhausted from doing a bunch of, physical labor.
Right.
and but just had the best fucking time. We were sitting around the fire talking after each person had had, I think, 5 or 6 hot dogs. Five of us mm-hmm. had each had 5 or 6 hot dogs.
Even the vegan.
A piece. And then just chatting until like 1 or 2 in the morning both nights. And then Sunday we like slug scooted out of bed. And because the plan was we take down the tents before 10 a.m. when the clearing gets direct sunlight.
Oh, sure.
Because, like, putting the tents up in direct sunlight was misery.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So, yeah.
I mean, depending on how dewy it is, sometimes you want that, though.
None at all.
Okay.
Yeah. It was way better to do it while it was cool and mostly dry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nice camping time, and then came back and went to my first rehearsal for a Fest stage show that I'm deeply excited about.
Yay!
Yeah. Directed by someone you may know, some ones that you may know.
Never heard of them.
Yeah. So,
don't even know who they are.
Right. Yeah, she's never heard of them.
Never heard of them.
Of course she doesn't know who they are.
Right. Nobody's told me names. I've never heard of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, that's what I did. It was great. It was exactly what I needed.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do much except get ready. I got ready.
Are you ready for it?
I'm not ready for it. God, am I not ready for it? No, I am going to be not on this podcast for the next 2 weeks because I'm going to be on vacation.
If you'd like to guest, please petition Jenna Young. I will be taking all bribes.
Yeah.
Every bribe.
Yeah.
All
send me money.
Bribes. Yeah. You may not get in, but she will take your bribe.
Yes.
She's very...
Yes.
I'm gracious like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
One thing that did happen is my son and I took our most recent Kung Fu belt test.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And we got that. So we are now both second degree purple belt.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah. No, we're having a great time.
Damn.
I'm real proud of that kid. When we're doing like weapons classes, it's like just watching him swing the sword around. It's like, this kid's a festie.
Oh, yeah.
Because he'll be doing a form and then he'll throw in a line from the Robin Hood show just as a flourish.
Yes.
Like, this is adorable. I love this so much. But no, the rest of it has been getting ready for vacation because I'm going to be on vacation for the next couple weeks. I'm going to... Well, first off, I have a Renaissance Festival to do.
That doesn't sound like a vacation.
Well, okay. This is... It's stacked up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This coming Saturday, I do a Renaissance Festival.
Okay. On Saturday?
Just on Saturday.
Okay.
Is it local?
On Sunday, it's in Alma, Wisconsin. It's about an hour and a half away.
All right, cool.
It's a really good one. I really like this one. I'm doing that one.
Mm-hmm.
The next day, I... And my family are hopping in a car, and we're driving to Arizona.
Okay. Oh, wow.
For a week and a half.
Okay. Ooh.
We're going to do visit some family in Phoenix. We're going to see the Grand Canyon. We're going to do Monument Valley. We're going to do Arches National Park.
Oh, cool.
We're going to do a lot of that whole, you know, Southwest desert stuff. So the whole avoiding sunburn is I'm going to fail miserably at that.
But it's going to be like that James Bond where the space laser is following him.
Yep. God. It's going to be just like that. But we get back, like I said, after a week and a half, we get back on Wednesday. Thursday is Juneteenth.
Yep.
And Friday, I get in a car and I drive to the Black Hills for a Renaissance Festival, and my wife gets on a plane and goes to California.
And the kids take over the house.
And the kids are feral. They know what to do.
Yeah.
No. The kids are going to go to grandma's, but the kids are only going to go to grandma's for a day.
Oh.
Before they take over the house.
Before they, because then Grandma is taking them to summer camp. And then I get back.
Meanwhile, in the bank vault.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And then I get back. And I've got the house to myself for 4 days, which is going to be pretty great. And then I got to go get the kids. And then the next day, my wife gets back from California. And then we're into convergence territory.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I've heard of that.
Yeah. And then after that, the kids start musical theater camp. And I get ready for my Canadian show. So that we're doing laundry. We're, you know, making sure that we eat everything in the fridge and stuff like that. But yeah. I also have to take all of my projects at work and get them doled out to other people.
Yeah.
And some of them are absolute dumpster fires right now. So not only am I trying to document everything to hand over to somebody else, I'm also dealing with the dumpster fire itself.
Mm-hmm.
And so it has been absolute madness at work for the last week or so.
Mm.
I need a vacation real bad. Luckily, I'm going to be on one.
Soon.
So yeah, but honestly, that's a lot of what I've been doing is getting ready to go on this trip, and everything after. Because again, it's not like we're gonna get back from the vacation and be like, okay, you know, then we'll do laundry. So no, it's like we've got a day,
yeah,
and then we're gone again,
yeah,
you know. So yeah. we need to have everything, like, basically have our bags packed.
You're going to drop off the suitcase of dirty clothes,
exactly,
and pick up the suitcase of clean clothes.
We basically need to have both vacations packed,
yeah,
separately.
Mm-hmm.
Which is just an exercise in planning. Jenna would love it.
I'm so excited about all. Like, I'm just sitting here in my corner, like.
And this is where I have the pivot table about socks.
Yeah, you know, but the Tetrising of our schedules is truly a sight to behold.
Oh yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yes.
But the other thing is getting ready for the Minnesota Renaissance Festival show.
Okay.
I've heard of that.
Yeah. So the Shakespeare show, brand new last year. They kind of started out, kind of got a feel for what they were doing.
Yeah.
Their director left because he was only a 1 year thing. He was like,
yeah,
I'll do it this year, but I'm done after this. I'm retiring from festival. Like, I'm done.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I will.
I didn't realize he was full on retiring.
I think he's kind of. I don't know if he's full on retiring, but he really wants to cut back on like things he has to.
I did hear things like that. So. Okay.
So yeah, and just doing a stage show every day, he was just like, "This is not what I wanted when I wanted to cut back."
Right.
Like, this is a commitment.
This is the opposite. Yeah.
But he was like, "I will do this because you need somebody. You know, you need an actor. You need a director. I will do this, but after that, I'm done." So they came to me and they were like, "You have directed. You know that stage, which is good because you can use the stage.
You've fed our performers grapes."
So they're like, "Would you do this?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure, I can do this." And so a bunch of other actors. Some of them are, you know, one of them went to move to California, and one of them went another. So we got a few new actors and everything like that, and we have a new cast. And we had our first meeting yesterday with the new cast, and kind of did a meet and greet and kind of figured everything out. But again, I'm leaving for 2 weeks immediately after this. So it was like, okay, we're going to do a table read, and I'm going to figure out who's going to be which role. Cause it's not just, you know, cause they're doing vignettes from Shakespeare shows.
Okay.
So it's like, here's your characters for the show, but now here's who you're going to be for each Shakespeare scene.
Sure.
So, you know, we had to read through and have people jump in and out and try a few different things to try to get that figured out.
Yeah.
But that was yesterday. And then Tuesday we're going to get together and we're going to do a really basic skeleton blocking so that while I'm gone, our fight choreo can get done to do that while I'm not there.
Sure.
Yeah. So just again, getting ready to go on vacation is what I'm doing, is getting everything in place so that while I'm gone, things can continue to exist. So
nothing exists when I'm not there.
I know. It's true. It's true. Which is why you're not attached to this project.
There are so many other reasons. Let's be clear.
For fair. Sure. Yeah.
But yeah, no, I'm excited to see what I can do with it. Just to a new thing that I can do. And it's going to be, it's another Fest show that I'm involved in, but it's another Fest show that I will not be involved with during Fest.
Yeah.
And they were like, you know, it's good that we're on the same stage because I can watch the show and make tweaks as necessary, but I will not be in the show.
Right.
You know, so I do not need to devote more time during Fest to that. So that's a nice thing.
Yeah.
But exciting to see how that goes. Oh, James is in it.
Yep. Never heard of him.
I know. And my wife is co-directing, assistant directing.
No, I have heard of her. She's pretty awesome.
She's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
No, she's assistant directing.
It was a wonderful surprise.
It was kind of a no-brainer. It was like, she is a director, and she has directed Shakespeare.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go.
Exactly. And it was just like, I am not so full of myself to think that I don't need advice.
Right.
So if she can gently go, have you tried this? I will absolutely listen when she goes, have you tried this?
I mean, you know. I feel like you listening to your wife is basically how your marriage works.
Yeah.
And where many other marriages fail, frankly. So good job.
But, I mean, every time I've directed, I've gone to her.
Shit, I gave him an actual compliment.
I know, it's gross. I will forget it, don't worry.
Okay. Oh,
that's true.
But, no, it is great having a wife who's a literal theater teacher, because every time I've had a directing job or, you know, a lighting design or anything like that, I just go, really? I need some help with this. What are you dealing with? Oh, I can't figure out how to make this work. Oh, have you tried this? Oh, it's pretty good. Yeah. She's smart. She knows things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, looking forward to directing, telling James what to do.
How is that any different?
Because he has to listen.
Oh, shit.
Look,
James.
I listen every time, but now I actually have to
follow through with it. Looking forward to it. Excited to see what the actors bring to it. Excited to see, you know, the new fight choreo when I come back from vacation. Ta-da!
It's going to be so much fun for you.
Yeah. It is not the ideal way of doing a show.
Right.
But I told them when they hired me, I was like, I'm going to be gone. And they were like, okay, we'll work around that.
Yeah.
So,
I think it's going to be awesome.
Well, here's
hoping. That makes one of us.
I think it's going to be incredible.
And it's, you know, awesome doesn't always mean good.
Uh-huh. And it's the one who's not in the show that thinks that.
That's what matters.
Yeah. Heck, I'm probably not even going to be able to come out and see it. So my opinion is the most useless one right now.
Should we take a break?
Yeah.
Let's do that. We're going to do that. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be right.
Hey everybody, you should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for apropos of nothing.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com. Never mind. Jokes!
Ha! Cha-cha-cha-cha.
We're back. I'm Salsa.
Timing. I'm James.
And I'm Jenna. Timing.
Oh, good.
And it's time for... Timing.
God damn it.
Fast Five.
Fast Five.
Fuck you.
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 A couple of ricochets in there. Yeah.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Oh, they got me. Tell my wife I love her.
I love her?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, I presume. I don't know.
Anyway.
I don't have a wife. I have a spouse.
It reminds
I know.
Me, it reminds me of the person that was trying to soften their language, but softened the wrong word.
Oh.
And they were like, we're up shit creek without a you-know-what.
Oh, that's beautiful.
He was like, no, that's not how that works. Right. So yeah. Close, buddy. So close. But it is time for a Fast Five.
Fast Five.
Fast Five.
And today, it says this has to be done before Jenna has to write a Fast Five.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay. Well. So, Fast Five questions from... the dependable one.
I'm Stefan.
It could be Stefan.
It could be Stefan. There is another one from Stefan.
Hmm.
Huh. It could also be my baby brother.
It could
He's
be.
He's pretty dependable too. Between
That's
the
very
two
true.
Of Stefan or Steven? Which do we think?
How many of Stefan?
It might be one of the brothers siblings Zestera.
Could be one of the committee.
Could be.
I think it's my brother.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with baby bro on this.
All right.
My guess is one of the two Zesteras is ranking him or themselves as
because last time we had a Zestera, they were the worstest one or whatever that was. So
fuck. You might be right.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? I'm gonna say it's somebody's sibling.
Ooh.
Well, I never.
I'm going to say at some point in time this person had a biological parent.
I'm gonna say this person was born.
Reminds me of when I did the fortune teller bit. At some point in your life, you drank milk. And the one guy was like, I'm lactose intolerant. I'm like, but how did you find out? Boom.
Knighted. The Vikings will go to the Super Bowl as long as you can stop touching yourself.
God damn, I was so proud of that one.
Oh.
Well, I do want them to win.
So good.
Your blue shirt, purple shirt.
Fuck. That was seriously one of the funnest days I've had out there in a long time. Opening thoughts.
Oh.
Drunken Fast Five. Ready, go. Question number one. You weren't ready, go.
You screamed at me. It was very intimidating.
I didn't scream. The email did. Question number one. Tarnished or bright?
Ooh.
I like old things. I like things that are ancient and rocks that used to be piled on top of each other significantly but aren't piled on top of each other anymore. And I like tarnished.
I'm going to say...
I'm also kind of a tarnished. I'm very tarnished. I'm just going to make this about me. This is about me.
Okay.
Me specific. It's not asking, are you tarnished or bright? It's asking, is Jenna
Is Jenna's tarnished? Reputation tarnished or is her future bright?
So tarnished.
I'm going to say, I like taking care of things and... as much as I like the appeal of something with a patina to it, I like taking, you know, like rusty things and making them useful and bright and
there is something satisfying about cleaning something
polishing a boot
and getting just all of the bits and pieces and the having the entire thing just there is something satisfying about that.
Definitely. I'll give you that. I've got some antique clamps that I was using just this weekend that I had gotten ages ago when they've been sitting in my garage and they were covered in old grease and rust. And I cleaned those up, but I didn't clean them bright. I cleaned them to clean.
Yeah.
But they still
have... To function.
Yeah, but they still have that patina of oldness on them. I got them too clean and usable, but they still look old.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Nice.
All right.
All right.
All right.
Question number two. Smitten.
Ooh.
Or oblivious.
I've never shopped at Oblivious Kitten, but I'm curious now.
That is where I live.
Actually, but at Smitten Kitten?
No, at Oblivious Kitten.
Okay. As a heads up, because you did bring it up, Smitten Kitten is having problems making ends meet.
Yes.
Go get some fucking dildos or whatever.
Yeah, they're 20% off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely go buy some. I'm going to buy something.
Good.
Expensive.
Yeah.
So expensive.
Yeah, no, that place is
the only
is great.
Thing that... Never mind. what?
Huh?
It's got to have a red panda on it.
Oh, God.
Oh, all right.
Because the tail has rings.
Yeah. It's going to be so big.
Oh, my God. Oh, James, I don't know how you managed to ruin something that was already awful, but you ruined it.
I don't
you
make things
just those little fur hand things.
I don't make things better. God. I just make them more.
Oh my God.
I'm oblivious. I love to flirt and I will keep flirting and I will just keep flirting long past the point where they're going, no, seriously, we're past that point. Like, it's just like flirt.
I have definitely been oblivious to flirting, but also I'm a person when someone says something like clever and hot that I just like brain off. Just like I have to go.
I never do that.
Now.
When people do that, things like that, I immediately assume they're joking and laugh.
Yeah, when I flirt with someone,
I probably should.
Because I enjoy flirting for its own sake,
which has
actually gotten me in trouble a few times. A good friend of mine, we have a flirt ship.
Mm-hmm.
I know, right?
Yeah.
It's my flirt friend. We got a flirt ship.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's happily married.
Yeah.
Like, monogamously and everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For the longest time, I was in a monogamous relationship. Like, but flirting is fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think the activity of flirting is fun. And I will enjoy engaging in a flirt ship or flirtations and playing the game of flirt. Mm-hmm. Up until the point that I think somebody might be interested.
Mm-hmm.
At which point...
Suddenly shit got real.
I cave and crumble and get really awkward and just kind of... out of the room. I acknowledge that it's somewhat unfair for me to hold the responsibility, but there have been... people who have been interested in me that I did not realize were actually interested in me. I thought we were just playing the game of flirt.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got a little heartbroken. And I've been called a heartbreaker. Not recently, but like back in back when I was younger and more whatever. More flirty, more whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm terrified now that if there's any kind of interest, if I don't return it, somebody's going to get hurt, and I'm going to get blamed for it.
Mm.
I don't flirt as much as I would like to because I'm terrified I'm going to hurt somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Also, your whatever is a je ne sais quoi.
Oh, my God. I honestly don't know how I feel about that. Because let's be real, I love things that are about me.
I think what we need right now is a Jenna segue. my first girlfriend literally had to take her shirt off for me to not know that she was interested, but to go, I wonder.
Joe asked me even three then, times.
I was just like, maybe she's just comfortable in her own home.
I had this conversation with someone, and things didn't work out with someone, and I had said, like, oh, I came over to your place at, like, 5 a.m. to make breakfast with you, so I feel like maybe I would have expected that you would know that I was interested in you. I was getting up at 4 in the morning to drive to your place and make food with you. And then later she said, in fairness, I did not always get dressed, and I feel like that should have been your hint that I was letting you into my home at 5 a.m. to make breakfast. Not always dressed. And I went, that's super fair.
Yeah. No, Joe had asked me out three times, and I was still like, is he into me? I don't know. Like, he asked me to come over to his place and watch a thing. He offered to, like, cook for me at his place. Mm-hmm. He invited me to go to a party with him, and I'm like, I don't know.
He's
like,
he's
just being friendly.
He asked you to come over for Netflix and sex.
Well, that's what we did this time.
Yeah, but right. But like, are they interested in me or do they just want sex?
That's actually another very important question.
I will always
question.
Tell you, Salsa.
Well, I know with you. I'm fully aware, James.
Very direct.
Yeah.
I mean, I will say I also told Joe, I was like, I'm not looking for a relationship, but maybe some fun times could happen.
Mm-hmm.
Here are things you should know about me.
Mm-hmm.
Are there things I should know about you?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, vasectomy. Great. Bing. lovely.
Yeah.
And then for a year we pretended we weren't in a relationship. Whatever.
We remember.
For a portion of that time, we weren't.
You remember.
Oh. We remember.
You remember.
It's the royal we, Salsa.
You remember.
Yeah.
It's the royal you.
All right.
Question number three.
I don't even know if I picked something. Oblivious, I guess. Whatever.
I'm going to use context clues and say close.
Oh.
It could be close.
Okay, could be close.
But I'm going to say it's
but not
close.
Clothes.
It's C-L-O-S-E. Close.
B-O-L-O-T-O.
Or distant.
Okay.
Close or distant?
Distant.
I'm going to go with close. Just because I feel like that's probably not what they meant, but it is written the same way, and so I choose to go with that.
Close? Oh, close as opposed to
like
close.
Close the door.
Yeah, got it.
I don't want to go to distant places. I want to close the door. Now, that's the opposite of what I like. Like, I like going to distant places.
I wonder if the origin of the word closet is that it can be closed.
Almost sure.
And it means, like, little closure.
Close something. It.
Either that or it's really close.
I'm going to say distant. I do a lot of driving. I do a lot of driving.
I mean, overall, like, okay, if we're talking physically, I prefer things to be close. I live two blocks away from the hub of Uptown.
Right.
I and many of my friends, I work from home. Like, everything is just right there where I need it.
Mm-hmm.
If we're talking emotionally, and that sounds sad, but I know, right? But, like, I do have a hard time letting people in.
Yeah.
Trauma, blah, 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 blah,
sure.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, I do keep people at a bit of a distance. That doesn't mean I'm unkind. I'm very gracious and sometimes charming if I'm in the right vibe. But I do not let people in nearly as easily. So that's why I'm going distance.
Closet from the old French clos, which comes from the Latin clausum. A closed space, enclosure, confinement, from the neuter past participle of claudere, to shut.
Hey,
a claudere.
So, yes.
Clauder. Say it, Frenchy. Clauder.
Clauder. I want some Jan Clauder.
Real clouder for my fake friends and... Sham clouder for my real friends.
That was so stupid. That is not funny. Stop laughing. That's horrible. And I hate it. You're a bad man. God damn it.
Guys, I don't feel good about any of this.
Oh, that makes it even better.
Yeah, mission accomplished. Yeah.
Good.
Oh, we brought it back. Okay, question number four. Embrace or handshake?
Handshake.
I didn't know where that second one was going.
Embrace.
My sweet handshakeable you.
Handshakes just feel so clinical and yeah. I just want a hug.
I'm not a hugger.
Sounds like you need a hug.
Oh, fuck off. I will punch
Maybe,
you in the dick.
Maybe, but not from you.
No. There are a few of my friends that get, like, automatic hug privileges.
Yeah.
The safest of safe people. I have problems with touch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In general, just due to, again, trauma.
Yeah. All that stuff.
I handshake, definitely. Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
I think I hug people more than
you
shake
do.
Hands.
Yeah.
You do.
We're huggers.
Well, yeah.
James and I are huggers. Good job.
Did you just shake hands on hugging?
Yes.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
All right. Whatever.
Says the one who likes handshakes.
I don't know.
I'm still not giving you a hug, Salsa.
Question number five. Multiple or single?
Multiple orgasms.
Multiple.
All right, moving on.
Yes, up top.
Question number one, tarnished or bright? How do you prefer your cabinet hardware?
Varnish.
Tarnished.
I know who. Okay. Yep, we're getting into cabinetry now. This complicates things.
Oh, shit.
Fuck. See, if it's the person that I'm now guessing it is,
right.
I see this person as being dependable, but I would never have expected them
to say that of themselves.
They
yeah.
were dependable.
I prefer tarnished.
Yeah. All right.
Yep. Agreed.
Question number two, smitten or oblivious, were we to meet in the real world, how would you find me?
Like, I moved the potatoes, and you were there.
Marco.
Oblivious.
Maybe. So, you would find this person oblivious?
I don't know. Okay. How would you find me? Yes.
Okay.
Oblivious, I guess. I'm not sure I fully capture the gist of this question. But it's also hard not knowing for sure who it is.
Yeah, becomes the...
Like...
I'm going to go oblivious just in general.
I'm going oblivious
the other option is smitten,
know.
And I feel like not that one. Not many people that are smitten with me.
I tend to find things that I love about everybody shocking, I think.
You
no one.
Would be smitten.
But probably
you're,
smitten.
You're yeah. smitten, yeah.
Even if it's just a little.
Right.
All right. Question number three, close or distant, which do you find more nostalgic? Getting up to change the channel or writing correspondence in letter format?
Ooh. Nostalgic? I think writing letters.
I think I would have to say that one, too.
But if I'm going to do it proper, I'm going to pull out my calligraphy set.
Ooh. Okay.
And pull in that nostalgia from learning how to do calligraphy at the Irish Cottage out at Fest when I was growing up. That would be nostalgic.
I think...
Boom.
For me, I did not write a lot of letters. I wrote a few when I was a kid, mostly with the counselor that introduced me to They Might Be Giants. But from camp, it was a long story. It was great.
Yeah.
We had one of those TVs with the clunky dials for the first, like...
Oh, that you chunk. Yeah.
Like, first 14 years of my life, we had TVs that had the clunky dials and no remote. And so that, for me, is nostalgia in the way that I think nostalgia works. In the way that nostalgia makes sense to me, rather than just like a desire for old things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I have no emotional connection to changing the channel. I don't really have emotional for writing a letter, but I feel like if I am going to sit down, if I'm going to get up and change a channel, it's going to be something I don't think about.
Sure.
I'm not even going to notice that I'm doing it.
Okay.
Whereas writing a letter is, I'm going to notice that I'm doing it and therefore go, oh, this is the thing that we don't do much anymore. So.
Yeah, that's fair.
All right, question number four, embrace or handshake. How would you greet an old friend that you haven't seen in quite some time?
Embrace.
Depends on the friend, but...
Fair.
Like, what level of friendship did we have, again?
Yeah.
As stated previously. I'm more likely to default to handshake.
I think my default would be hug, unless this is a handshake person. And then handshake. Yeah.
All right. Question number five, multiple or single, at the end of a day, would you rather watch a series you have seen more than once or a new show that is engaging?
At the end of the day?
At the end of a day.
A day.
Do people watch series more than once?
Yeah, yes. Lots of people.
Me.
Who has the time for that?
People...
I also don't watch a lot of new things.
True.
Because I don't watch a lot of TV. A lot of times when I'm watching TV or streaming or whatever you want to call it, I am watching for a specific escapism, emotional feeling.
Yeah.
And if I already know where I can find that feeling in a series, I'm just going to rewatch that series. Also, with my brain injury, I forget a lot, so I can rewatch things many times and still find a lot of new shit every time. And not remember stories until they happen sometimes. You know, that's fun.
I have rewatched a series maybe once in my life, and that is not an exaggeration.
So,
once I've seen it, I've seen it. I've seen it. I'm moving on. I've got other things to do. I have a list of things that I am way behind on watching that I would like to watch and just haven't been able to watch. If I go back and watch things that I've already seen, no.
I just finished rewatching Avatar: The Last Airbender for like the 18 millionth time.
Sure. No, I liked Avatar. I'm never going to watch it again. If it's on, I'll watch it with whoever's there. But I'm not going to sit down and go, I'll watch Avatar again.
I'm a lot. I am a lot more likely to rewatch a movie than I am to rewatch a series. My spouse is very much about rewatching series. They find a great deal of comfort. In it. I will put on a series that I've already watched if I am showing it to someone. I will put on a series that I've watched.
Sure, that's different, though.
Yeah. Or if it's just been a long time, or if it is one of a very small number of things that I consider to be a comfort to me, like the BBC Hitchhiker's Guide series, I will rewatch. But not frequently. I don't know.
Over the Garden Wall.
Over the Garden Wall, every year. But that's also kind of a movie. It's 2 hours in aggregate.
It's also a tradition that you've set up.
It is also
a
tradition.
So there's a specific tradition.
Like a mini-series is different.
I would agree.
Because that's just a long movie.
Yeah.
Also, it's more than 2 hours. It's closer to like 3-4.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's still, I thought it was like 2 2
That's
and a
still
half.
One right. sitting.
In any case, yeah.
Now I have to Google this. It's going to drive me insane.
Oh, shit. So I like the I like having something new on if I'm watching something.
I am going to up my number a little bit.
Okay.
I have watched like IT Crowd and like Black Books.
Sure.
So like still less than a dozen.
Okay.
But
oh yeah. Shit, yeah. You're right. Well, fuck me then.
Hey.
Hour so, 50 minutes.
Oh, wow. Damn.
So I
sworn it was longer. All
right. Yeah, I just what often happens in my own household is that I will find myself watching the middle and the end of a series that they are very enthusiastic about, and then they will rewatch it almost immediately, and I will get to see the beginning. But, you know, I'm not, I'm weirdly, I don't feel spoiled or feel like I'm missing anything on the series, because usually they have the, on the last episode or the recaps, or they have, you know, I'll be able to infer that these two characters have a particular
relationship
or, yeah. to each other, that kind of thing, pretty quickly and easily. But no, I don't rewatch whole series often.
Yeah.
I find myself rewatching movies less the older I get.
Oh.
Like when I was younger, I would rewatch some of my favorite movies.
Oh, sure.
But
sure.
I mean, now at this point, I'm just like, there is so many that I haven't seen. I'm more than likely to try
to
see something.
Do you think
that
the change in technology has something to do with that?
I think it's the change in my time and my priorities.
I was going to say, because right now you can stream, you know, 500 different movies.
Yeah,
you know, where you've only seen maybe 50 or 60
that
of them.
Is true. When I was younger, it was the only the movies that we had in the house is what I could watch. So that, yes, I'm not saying that is not a factor. But it is also, it's just not a priority in my life. Huh. Like, I know people that watch, like, over 300 movies a year. And I watch maybe five in a year.
Yeah.
And I just, I always like, how do you find the time? But it is a priority in their life. That is what they have found time to do. Whereas I have prioritized other things in my life, and that's fine. But it just, I don't have the time for that because I have made time for other things.
I think that I've seen or have seen every episode of Mystery Science Theater at least 3 to 5 times minimum. And that is technically a TV series.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fair.
Huh. And it is my comfort series. That's what I like to fall asleep to.
Do you play more video games than you used to?
Than I used to, yes. I used to play zero video games.
Okay.
Because we couldn't afford them.
Sure. Yeah,
growing up. I'm
looking at the movie to video game ratio. Kind of thing.
I do play more video games than watch movies or TV series, yes. But I also just, I
playing one right now.
I know, it's mildly distracting.
I know, every time.
But
there's
there's
a little flash in the corner of my eye.
Forgot about that.
there you go.
I am traveling to Renaissance festivals all the time, and I, you know, am doing kung fu with my kid, and I'm watching hockey or other things like that. So it's just there are some, my time has got 27 different things that I usually am doing. By the time I get far enough down the list that I'm going to sit down and watch a series, it's like 11 o'clock at night, and I can sit down and go, I'm going to watch an episode or two of something.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. There are very few things that I just enjoy rewatching for my own like happiness. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right. Cool. Nope, that was it.
I think that's the last one.
Oh.
Closing thoughts. I love my dear sibling and wish to be there for them when they are comfortable asking me for more. Pound sand, I know it was you.
Oh, okay. All right.
What the fuck?
I don't know.
We're in the middle of a...
We are the messengers.
of a Family Feud and not the
I not went the Louis to try Anderson to do the kind? Family Feud theme song, but what happened was that's what popped into my I couldn't pull up the Family Feud. That spot is taken right now.
Yeah,
I'm mad about it.
And the other problem is that the Wheel of Fortune theme is always in there, and I'm more likely to pull that out of a hat than the correct Family Feud or the Price is Right.
Price is Right.
Yeah. Yep.
Price is Right. Absolutely. Well, because they play it every time somebody comes down the fucking aisle.
If you would like to send in a Fast Five, go to a1podcast.com, click on Submit a Fast Five, and fill out the form.
The form.
Does anybody have a shout out?
I do.
Go.
Yeah. Shout out to my camp and guys group. It was a fucking great weekend. I loved it. It was full of nonsense and badly planned, and it was exactly what I wanted.
Shout out to that awesome zookeeper that nerded out with me for like 20 minutes while I waited for red pandas that didn't show up.
Yeah.
She was great. I think her name was Betsy.
Oh.
Shout out to probably Betsy.
Probably Betsy.
Yes.
Of the New England, probably Betsy's.
With that sham clouder.
It's going on the t-shirt list.
So dumb.
All right.
I'm gonna give my shout out I'll give it to my son. I'm really proud of him. He's been working really hard at the kung fu thing, and he's doing great. Good job.
Yay.
Does anybody have anything to plug?
I do.
This Saturday.
What? Saturday.
I will be in Alma, Wisconsin at Fire in the Shire. Guess what I'm gonna be doing?
Fire.
It's true.
Wait, will it be in a shire?
No, it'll be on the street, but it'll be fire.
Where he belongs.
Yep. No, I'm going to be doing all the fire. I open the event and I close the event because I'm the fire guy.
But they still call it Fire in the Shire.
I know.
But he's the guy.
I'm the guy. There's going to be me and there's going to be a lot of other stuff. It takes place at a fucking museum, guys.
Ooh,
an arms and armor museum. That's really pretty fucking cool. Like, I love this fucking place so much. Go there. It's like an hour and a half away, and you spend a day there, and you go see a museum, and then you like get some Culvers and go stop at a orchard and get some cider on the way home. It's great.
Okay.
Like, seriously, how you tell me a better way to spend a Saturday? Seriously.
Red pandas.
Okay, tell me two ways to spend. What?
Baiting?
Nope. Still.
Oh, all right. Not.
Jenna, 1 point to Jenna.
We have different priorities.
Yeah, no, it's really amazing. I love it. It's so good. It's so good. Go.
Okay.
Woo. In the middle of June, there will be the It's Greek to Me Vilification Tennis Toga Party. We've spent a lot of time planning this. This is my first Vil show that I'm helping to direct. I'm really excited about it. It's going to be very dumb and super fun. So, yeah, do it. Do it. Do it.
Do it. Do it.
Do it. All right.
I got nothing.
Okay. Does anybody have any final thoughts?
Bye, bye. I love you. Bye, bye, bye.
In that case, thank you so very much to everybody who listens to this podcast. Thank you to whoever that was for sending in the Fast Five.
The dependable one, duh.
Yeah, yes. Thank you to whoever that was.
Yes.
The dependable
one. To the depends.
God damn it.
For sending in that Fast Five.
You're gross. Get out of here.
I'm leaving.
On behalf of myself and James and Jenna, eat the fucking cake.
Take it away, salsa.
Cha.
Cha, 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 cha.
Verbal jazz fingers.
Verbal jazz fingers is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.